Blog Talk Radio. How is it going today? It is your boy Jay, and we are back. It's 2019. Happy New Year to everybody. Everybody's been waiting for this, and so we decided to do another installment of Stay With Radio. Welcome to Thursday. This is your Stay With Radio. Oh, Stay With Radio is Thursdays because we are formed and in tune every day. We're talking all about when we were younger. We are back on this topic and making a part two since a lot of you guys voted and wanted a part two. Today in the studio, as always with me, we got Miss L here.
Hey.
And we got Miss Ayana here.
What's the deal?
And if Miss L would like to, she can do the commercial. Really? Yeah.
Hey, hey. Stay Woke Radio is sponsored by Stand I'm Nine Media, a diversified digital brand with a mission to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Contact Stand I'm Nine Media to advertise your business or project on our show. Proceeds from your ad go directly to Stay Woke DC. Learn more by visiting www.wheredoyoustand.com.
All right, now before we get started on the show, I do have a quick little announcement for you guys. So for all of my anime out there who may tune in during this show, and a lot of there was a new movie that just was announced months ago. It was named Dragon Ball for Broly, and so the movie was released in Japan on December 14th, and so January 16th will be releasing internationally. So on January 16th, I will be going to the theater to see this movie. So if you guys want to enjoy, I do definitely recommend it. Next, right after this, we are going to get into it next by playing one of the songs it takes me back. It does really take me back, because this was when this song first came out. I definitely was listening to it, and that is Crooked Smile. So by the way, we will get started on this. So I hope you guys enjoy. So sometimes
I'm away down. You're the one that was trying to keep me way down.
They tell me I should fix my grill, cause I got money now. I ain't gonna sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how my shit is crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got bitches still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile.
I'm away down.
This crooked smile. All the women with the flaws know it's hard, my darling. You wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling, bit them cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back, and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. Hey baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras can't be, and that's you. Never let them see your friend. And if you need a friend to pick you up, I'll be around. And we can ride with the windows down, the music loud. I can tell you ain't laughed in a while, but I wanna see that crooked smile.
I'm away down.
Crooked smile, wicked style on them.
We
don't look nothing like the people on the screen. You know the movie stars, picture perfect beauty queens. But we got dreams and we got the right to chase them. Look at the nation, that's the crooked smile. Braces couldn't even straighten. Seem like half the race is either on probation or in jail. Wonder why we inhale, cause we inhale already. I ask if my skin pale, would I then sell like Eminem or Adele? But one more time for the veil, and fuck all of that beef shit, nigga, let's make a meal. Hey officer, man, we don't want nobody getting killed. Just open up that cell, let my brother out of jail. I got money for the bail now, and well now. If you're asking, will I tell now? Hey, hell nah, I ain't switching cuz. Man, they get them niggas stitches now. If you was around and you wouldn't need a witness now. How you like this freaking smack?
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down.
That crooked smack.
I'm the one that was trying to keep me way down.
The first topic that we are going to go over, if you guys remember, was what toys and games do we play with? Now, last time when we first did this, we sort of left out a few things that I remembered, which is why I wanted to get hop back into this as well. Some of the toys that I definitely remember playing with that are still to this day, I do see a lot of kids playing with and are painful, are Legos. Now, a lot of people say that Legos probably wasn't a thing, but for me, I believe that Legos is definitely something that really was a toy and something that I really enjoyed playing with throughout my childhood up until I believe like when I was 10 or 11 when I stopped playing with Legos. But I really did enjoy playing with them. They were definitely fun to play with. Ayana, what toys did you have or play with when you were
young? My favorite thing was letting a Slinky go down the steps.
I have seen people do that.
I also had Etch-a-Sketch. I was pressed. I wanted a Light Bright, but that never happened. That was never my ministry. I asked for everything, every Nintendo, every Sega. I didn't get anything until the Game Gear came out. Trauma. Just so much trauma around what I didn't get. It was the worst.
Now you like that you could probably get the same things that you had and weren't able to get though. You can probably still be able to get them. Probably less than they went for at the time. Because I think I do know probably a lot of people do have those consoles and definitely sell them. Probably just about or just probably less than the amount that they went for. Definitely games that I would definitely say I played with as well. As a kid, what I do love to play ball, and actually some of the games that I actually still play now, but it's just updated versions. When I was a kid, I definitely used to love playing like hide and seek, what's another game that we played? Tag. There was a lot of other games, but now, as the generations grow, they've started not even just they've taken the games and just made it updated or made the games even newer. So basically, when it came with hide and seek, there then came hide and seek in the dark, where it's basically like you're still playing hide and seek, but it's just like you turn all the lights off in the house and you're still in the seeker. Uses a flashlight, but the hiders cannot have a flashlight. So basically, the hiders don't even know where they're going. Unless you know, if you know your way around, that's why you should know your way around your house. with another game that I would definitely say was Jumping Jack. Oh, no. I know sometimes I used to see a lot of times I used to see a lot of kids playing Double Dutch, and that was definitely something that I noticed that a lot of people played that because I guess it was just fun to people. And then they ended up making, I guess, like competitions for it and everything, and it just like became this big thing. So I definitely would say that Double Dutch was something that I definitely got to see. So with that being said, we're going to go into the next song, which is Gucci Mane featuring Bruno Mars and Kodak Black, Wake Up in the Sky. Sometimes you just gotta wake up.
I drink till I'm drunk, yeah. Smoke till I'm high, yeah. Castle on the hill, wake up in the sky. You can't tell me I ain't fly. I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. The ladies love me, that's why they all fuck with me. Out here with the moves, like I invented smooth. You can't tell me I ain't fly. Pick, I might as well. Hell, drop the top and take a sip. If my car drives itself, I got white girls blushing, homie. College girls rushing on me. All my diamonds custom, so they clutching and they touching on me. Ooh, think it's vegetables. Ooh, think it's edible. Ooh, it's incredible. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I smell like bun number 99, section full of fine dimes. Bitches staring at me, saying, wow. Unforgettable, like that King Cole. Gucci berry wine. I drink till I'm drunk, smoke till I'm high, castle on the hill, wake up in the sky. You can't tell me I ain't fly. I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. The ladies love luxury, that's why they all fuck with me. Out here with the moves, like I invented smooth. You can't tell me I ain't fly. I know I'm super fly, I know I'm super fly. Now watch me fly. But this my life. I'm on Adderall. I be smelling high tech when I piss. Like it's basketball. I drop 50 pointer on my wrist. It's La Kodak, take a pic. I came home and dropped the hit. All these diamonds got me sick. I'm back and spotted. Cut it in high. I feel like I can fly. So first the dub is crazy. Feel like I can die. I done finally got my wings. They made me wanna sing. I drink till I'm drunk.
Wake Up in the Sky. Quick commercial. The Future Foundation, 501c3 nonprofit in Washington, D.C. Join us at the center, 1304 Talbert Street, every day from 10 to 2 for D.C., where we expect the skills we need for the careers we want. And on Thursday, for Stay Woke, be featuring trap karaoke, dinner at 6, and the Stay Woke radio program at 7 p.m. Follow our Stay Woke D.C. Facebook or Instagram page at Stay Woke D.C., where we keep you up to date on everything under 21. You can donate and learn more by visiting www.thefuturedc.org/donate. All right, so the second thing we are going to go into today was what challenges did our generation make up or do? So now, with that update, with us doing a part two, there has been a lot of challenges that are new. And one of the challenges that definitely is new, where there's, it's called the, what was it? I'm trying to remember exactly what it was called. It's a lot of like dancing challenges. One is called the Make a Movie Challenge. Where basically, I forgot the actual name of the song. Where it's like, but you're pretty much just like their Instagram challenges where you're like dancing. And I've seen a lot of people actually like doing some of the challenges, and some of them are definitely interesting. And then now a new thing where it's like people are now like challenging people on Instagram for dancing challenges and all that. It's just it's a lot nowadays. What challenges did? What about you, Ayanna? What challenges? What challenges were made up or did you guys do?
We didn't do that. I'm of an age where we didn't have cameras and shit in our face, so we didn't have challenges. I think challenges are extremely stupid, but that's just me. I'm of a certain age where we didn't do shit like that. If you were going to talk crap about somebody, you had to tell it to them in their face. You didn't write it under comments for people you didn't know. But there's just like a certain level of, I wouldn't even say show off, because people don't even realize how stupid they look. Like sitting trying to prop their phone up while they brushing their teeth as though some kids. Like, we didn't have challenges. The best thing I could say is like we would chicken fight or on the bunkie bar or like actually fight if there was a situation. But we didn't have like challenges. We didn't do that. That was like, that. I still think that's like.
I'm not really much of a challenge type of person. When it comes to like the challenges now, like I'm not really the type of person to do these challenges because I don't really like doing challenges. It's just to me, it's just not enjoyable for me. But a lot of people, you guys do enjoy the challenges. So for a lot of people, do what you think is right. I'm not going to stop you. By the way, if you guys want to chime in on this, the number to call in is 646-787-8623. It is not too late, guys. I would like to just point out that it's been a very long journey. It's been a journey, and the fact that we had so many people on the show, not even just on the show, but a lot of viewers, it makes me feel good that we have a lot of people joining in and watching this. Thank you, Ayanna, for the applause. Wait. Yes, I definitely, I really do enjoy it. And I do want to thank you all who are still longtime viewers of our show. I definitely want to thank you all. Our other, the other host is here. The other guest is here. She's a bit busy at the moment. Wait. What other challenges were there for me? I'm not really much of a challenge like thinking person. Like I'm not really much of a person that would like talk about or look at the challenges because I don't really care for them. If it doesn't, I don't really get involved in like the challenges. I think like the only challenge I will say I actually did was probably the mannequin challenge, and it was another one. I forgot which one. Oh, the Andy's Coming challenge. Basically, the Andy's Coming challenge, if you guys don't know what that is, it came out actually a while ago, but basically what the challenge was is you basically just, it's just a group of people, they're just walking around, they might say, not even just Andy, you could say anyone's name, like they're coming and you just fall flat to the floor, you just fall to the floor, as if you're like a Toy Story character or something. I'm just like, what is the purpose of that? Because you can hurt yourself. Like you can basically, like if you fall just like this, you might end up falling and hitting your head. hitting your head. So it's like, that challenge was just, my bad. But that challenge to me was just stupid. I do not enjoy that challenge. Personally, if you come up with a challenge, I would not. I want to say I wouldn't recommend doing challenges because sometimes the challenge that you think of might not be a challenge that everyone else might. So with that, we're going to go into this next song, which is by one of the, I will say she is definitely one of the most celebrated and most like fan-based people. She has like one of the biggest fan base in the world at the moment. And I definitely will say that she definitely has made a name for herself ever since. The next person coming up is Cardi B with Moneybag. Don't go anywhere, guys. We're going to be coming right back. So please stay.
Moneybag. 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 Bitch, I'm making like a money bag. Moneybag.
God, I do the math. Back on Monday. So grab me Friday. This is sweet. This is Saturday. That just was Friday. I say, babe, it's a snack. He say, it's an entree. With them pretty ass twins, you look like Beyonce.
Cardi B, Moneybag. So before we get back into it, we're gonna play two more, cause why not? New Year, why not get the music going? Why not get the music going? So next song we're gonna go with is let's do So the next song we're gonna go with is Juice WRLD, Lean With Me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Brothers got me sweating, but the room getting colder. Looking at the devil and the angel on my shoulder. Will I die tonight? I don't know, is it over? Looking for my next high, I'm looking for closure. Laying with me, pot with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Fucked up liver with some bad kidneys. Laying with me, pot with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Fucked up liver with some bad kidneys. Told her if I die, I'ma die young. Every day I've been getting fucked up. Finally know the difference between love and drugs. Shorty tell me I should really sober up. This shit ain't fiction, it's too real, too real. Fuck one dose, I need two pills, two pills. I'm looking for trouble, so I know I'm gonna find it. Ring, ring, plug, hit my phone, perfect time, man. I know I'm not right, but I'm not wrong. No, I'm not wrong. Girl, you hate it when I'm too high, but that's where I belong, where I belong. Laying with me, pop with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Fucked up liver with some bad kidneys. Laying with me, pot with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Fucked up liver with some bad kidneys. Andre, no Visine. Crash the Mustang, no saline. Yeah, I love beans, yeah, I love lean. I laugh when they ask if my piss clean. Smoke with me, pop with me. Gucci store, come and shop with me. If I overdose, babe, you gon' drop with me. I don't even wanna think about it right now. Let's get too high, reach a new high. Take the shrooms and the pills at the same time. Went to Hollywood, thrills from the street life. Took too many drugs, now I don't feel right. Laying with me, pop with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Fucked up liver with some bad kidneys. Laying with me, pot with me. Get high with me if you rock with me. Smoke with me, drink with me. Fucked up liver with some bad kidneys.
That was Juice WRLD with me. So the final song that we're gonna play before we move on into segment three will be Montana Beyond Been a Beast, because sometimes you just gotta be that. Sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes some people.
My lonely because I heard niggas be singing like Ace Down. Nowadays I feel like I'm Louise, so please don't make me pull a
Jake
down.
I came a long
way, young nigga crying and sniffing. My mama getting high in the kitchen. I made up my mind that I cannot die in the trenches. I told myself I'm on a mission to go get that dough off the client, supplying the piffin. Invested in rhyming and spitting. I went through the rain, hoping the pain I was feeling would disappear like a magician. I'm scared of the fire, I've been through all kind of conditions. I'm thankful I'm not up in prison. I wanted to roll it, one with the diamonds that glisten. I had to get fly on them bitches. I'm worried about haters, I'm sliding with blickers. And after that, probably go sliding they bitches. I'm squeezing them tools, and there wasn't no pliers. I'm gripping this boss used to fire them bitches.
Remember when I was hustling, strapped up back and forth, spending money on it.
While they folks gone, little bad nigga, but it's dough long. I was moving grams, old folks home. I was grinding like a slow song. Had to sit still when the dope's gone. Pistol on my lap and both phones. With a cutie with me, not four zones, huh? A young nigga live with his dogs. That's hilarious, risking it all. It got bad that we kicking the doors. Taking your shit like a saw. Big ribs and 10 on the car. People just living the ball. Strapped up when we hit the mall. Ain't ducking shit but the law.
Remember when I was hustling, strapped up back and
So before we get into the third one, L. So since you are joining us, so segment one was what toys and games did we play with? So as a kid, what toys and or games did you play with?
I had a lot of dolls. I liked Candyland. That was my favorite board game.
Candyland
was my favorite board game, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then other games, I like Clue. Candyland and Clue. Those are my top two. What is it?
Well, board game wise for me, I didn't even think about that, but okay. But board game wise, I would probably have to say was Monopoly. Monopoly probably would be my favorite board game. It may be long, but it's probably one of my favorite games. To play that as a board game. That is a board game. What was your favorite board game, Ayana, as a kid?
Same thing.
Oh, Candyland. Alright, and then the second one. It really is. I played Candyland before. Second one. Oh, and not Clue. Was it Clue? Not Clue. I forget it. It's the spinning thing. It's spinning and you got the cars. No, it's spinning and you got the car and you're putting the people in it on the top of the car. I'm trying to remember. And you had like the careers and stuff. I'm trying to remember. I would have to look it up. I'm sorry. But second one was, what challenges did our generation make up? So what challenges did you so what challenge would you say your generation probably made up?
I think my generation was the outside generation. We spent all our time playing outside. So the challenges that we came up with, outdoor related, like, you know, like who could find the best place to like pee in the forest? You know what I'm saying? Like who can get around the corner and be in somebody else's neighborhood without their parents catching them? You know what I'm saying? Without permission, like outdoor challenges, like whether before the challenge existed kind of challenge. My kids in my neighborhood, we would ride bikes down, they had some really bad, like some you know, forest woods and stuff like that. So we pretend to be the, like, BMX bikers, jumping off people's stairs, like the two steps that lead up to your porch, like,
So, so the game that I was talking about with the wheel was called The Game of Life. The game that I was talking about was called The Game of Life.
Life.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I used to play that. Definitely, I would say play. It was definitely a fun game.
But they still have life. Like,
yeah, they definitely do. They definitely still have it. So, the segment three was going to be, so the third segment is, what games did we play? So, basically, like, regular game-wise, not board games, so we're talking about like video games now. What video games play as a kid? So when you grew up, like growing up, like what video games did you play?
Yeah, I mean, Oregon Trail. That's it. They're literally the only game I played, and it was because it came from school. So like once my parents found out, oh, they got computer games, it wasn't a computer game. Like, you probably don't like a computer game, you know? Like, that was the type of game that we used to play. Computer games. Solitaire.
Minesweeper?
That's the computer.
My mom still plays Solitaire to this day.
No.
she plays it on her phone.
Yeah, like
a
Solitaire app on
your phone. I'm like, you are not. I can't do that. If it's any computer game that I definitely would say I play, that's kind of aspect, I would probably say Spider Solitaire. I definitely would say that. Spider Solitaire is probably my favorite super too. But video game wise for me, I do. The first video game that I ever played in the history, like in my entire life, was on the GameCube, and it was Sonic the Hedgehog. It was like the very first Sonic the Hedgehog. It's like Sonic the Hedgehog.
If it was on the GameCube, it wasn't the first Sonic. I'm sorry to bust your bubble.
Well, you know.
The first Sonic came on the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
But it was that
version.
Hate to bust your bubble, but.
I understand. You know, no. I'm talking about, like, if you want to say, like, that wasn't of the Genesis, or like, the newest of my generation. Well, the first Sonic game that I played of my generation would be Sonic, yeah. Because the Sega Genesis came out before my generation. So, yeah, my generation, it would have to be that. And that was pretty much, like, the first game. And once I played it, I actually fell in love with playing Sonic games. And to this day, I still do play Sonic games sometimes, not all the time. But it was just, like, when I first played it, it wasn't, like, boring to me. It was very difficult to play. It was very difficult. Like, and that's exactly probably why I liked it so much. It gives off a difficulty that I really enjoyed playing. It made me want to continue, like, it would make me, like, start the game over just to play, just to go through it again, just to see that difficulty, just to play it again on that difficulty. It was just fun. So after Sonic the Hedgehog Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the only Sonic games that I did not play and that I still want to play to this day was Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2. I never played those two, and I still want to play them. And Sonic Forces. I haven't played Sonic Forces yet, but I will be getting Sonic Forces because I do have a Switch. So I will end up getting Sonic Forces. I didn't want to play that. I think the last Sonic game that I ever played was Sonic Lost World. And that game was actually fun. Ayana, are you the same as Elle, or is there any other like video games that you played as a kid?
I had an X-Men game. I had the Sonic joint. And I had a Pac-Man joint, and that was it.
You mean like the Pac-Man where it's like the actual, like, you got the joystick and everything?
No, it was on Game Gear. These were cartridges in Game Gear.
Because my mom, she had like the old school thing where you had to, like, use the joystick. I remember I used to play that as a kid. it was fun to me.
Yeah, they didn't have a whole bunch of options. It was like, you can get these six games. If you don't want those, then, like, you might not want to get the game because you really got
to. And they used to, see, they work y'all now. Now you buy the game and you got to download extra shit. You only got 5 players and all this other stuff. When we came out, the game you bought, and not we as in, like, the Nintendo Wii. I mean, we as in back in the day, those that, you know, 25 and up. When our stuff came out, not even 25 for real, like 30 and up, y'all. Like, when our stuff came out, we had the whole game. It wasn't all, it's like, this joint ain't gonna work. Like, that wasn't even
nah,
it.
Nah,
that's
not.
Now
nah,
we get the
nah,
whole
we
game.
Now we don't have to. Well, I
y'all do that. Mortal
no.
Kombat X, when that jump came out,
you mean,
didn't get all the
so characters. So you mean, like, you had to, like, either play it to get all the characters or, like, download the characters? Oh, well, that's when, well, when you say Mortal Kombat X, But then you gotta think about Mortal Kombat XL, which
I never seen XL. I be out here on real life. If it don't pay my bills, I ain't doing it. Show them.
Well, Mortal Kombat XL basically is still Mortal Kombat X. It just you don't gotta worry about, like, paying for it, the extra characters. You get the extra characters in the game.
Oh.
So
the other joint was a hustle.
But the game I think that will I definitely will say, like, has worked me, but now I don't worry about it working me anymore because I actually still play it. In Universe 2. I had legitimately the game when the game first came out, you had to play through a story and everything to unlock every character. Then they started coming out with the DLCs. Basically, with the DLCs, they came out, it was characters. If you didn't have a DLC, you can play with characters. And it took me till I think sometime before Christmas of last year, yeah, basically Christmas of last year, to friggin' get every single DLC and have every single character in the game. So basically now, as of now, I now have every character in the game that's playable, and I definitely still have fun with the game. If you guys don't know what Universe 2 is, I definitely recommend you go and get it if you are a Dragon Ball Z fan, because it is fun. Or FighterZ, which, by the way, if you guys know or have seen me before, you probably have seen a lot of stuff where it's like I've been in a lot of tournaments as of recent. And so that's another reason why I haven't been, why the Stay Woke Radio has been, like, a little bit on hold, because I've even not been here. I wasn't available. But now that I don't got to worry about tournaments at the moment right now, I am here. Stay Woke Radio is my home. And you guys will get to see me and hear me a lot more. So without further ado, we are going to get into 2 more songs before we close this thing out. So the next song we're going to play is should be Plug Walk by Rich the Kid. So, don't go anywhere, guys. The closing will be up right after these next 2 songs, and we will close this out. So, see you in a minute.
Pick him up in his face, cool. I don't let my blood walk. had to cut my other little bitch off. Ooh. 50K, you could come and book a nigga for a plug walk. Big ol' Bentley is a spaceship. Call me on my phone, I don't say shit. I make money when I talk. I'm a boss, take a loss. I can introduce you to the plug. Bitches ain't no Henny in my cup. Stay down, now the racks up. She gon' let me fuck ass up. Plug, I still keys in a Louis V. Fuck 12, I'm a G, ain't no stopping me. And my wrist is on overseas. Rich nigga, you can talk to me. Hey, plug walk. Understand how the fuck my plug talk. What? Pick him up in his face, cool. I don't let my plug walk. New freak, had to cut my other little bitch off. Ooh. 50K, you could come and book a nigga for a plug walk.
Alright guys, so that was Rich the Kid Club Walk. So really quick before we finish the closing, there's another song that we're gonna play, and that song is Tyga, Taste.
Slide on the pimp gang with my pinky ring. Lot of gang, lot of bitches in the icy chain. While you claim that you rich, that's a false claim. I be straight to the whip, no baggage claim. Whole lot of style, can't even pronounce the name. You ain't got no style, see you on my Instagram. I be rocking it like it's fresh out the pen. Only when I'm taking pics, I'm the middleman. Walk talking like a boss, I just lift a hand. 3 million cash, call me Rain Man. Money like a shower, that's my rain dance. And we all in black, like it's gangland. Say the wrong words, you be hangman. Why me stick to your bitch like a spray tan? Mister, what kind of car you in? In the city, love my name, nigga, I ain't gotta say it. She can get a taste. She can get a taste. Fuck what a nigga say. It's all the same like Mary Kate. She can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. A lot of girls like me, niggas wanna fight me. Nigga, get your ass checked like a fucking Nike. Me not icy, that's unlikely. And she gon' suck me like a fucking high C. Chains on the neck for the whole team. And I feel like Gucci with the ice cream. And my bitch want the Fenty, not the Maybelline. I'm the black JB, the way these bitches scream. Make this bitch scream. Pretty little thing. Like my nigga AE. Say, yeah, that I mean. She can get a taste. She can get a taste. Fuck what a nigga say. It's all the same like Mary Kate. She can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love a taste? Yeah, that's cool.
All set.
Yeah, I'ma put the drip on the plate. Yeah, diamond ice glaze, niggas imitate. Hey, hey, feed me grapes, maybe with the Drake. Slow pace in the Wraith, got this shit from base. Diamonds at the par, the cookie hitting hard. The Robert's in par, I'm at it on Mars. Shotgun shells, we gon' always hit the tar. Popcorn, bitch, shell popping out the car. 3400, no style, char bar. Ferrari. Make her get on top of me and rob me like a heart. She wanna keep me company and never want to bar. No. Yeah, fish tail in the parking lot. I don't kick it with these niggas cause they talk about you. Yeah, and I got the fight, don't make me spark it at you. Yeah, keep it in my back pocket like it's a wallet. Like the way she suck it like a jelly. Stack it up and put up with the whole project. And she got that paddock on water mic. I'm rich in real life, I get that profit copy.
She can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love a taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. LA, you can get a taste. Miami, you can get a taste. Oakland, you can get a taste. New York, do you love a taste? Chi-town, you can get a taste. Houston, you can get a taste. Hey, Portland, you can get a taste. Overseas, let the bitch taste. She can get a taste.
guys, as you guys know, it is about that time. It's about that time. We are going to bring this thing to a close. So this has been another episode of Stay Woke Radio. We are here every Thursday at 7 p.m. and on Twitter at Stay Woke DC. You're welcome to join the Future Foundation for future Stay Woke Radio episodes live at 1304 Talbot Court Street. Again, that is 1304 Talbot Court Southeast near Intercoastal Station. Tune in next Thursday, same time, same place. Next week's topic, as you guys will see, next week's topic will be announced on Twitter, will be announced on our Twitter page, so stay tuned for that. So this has been a successful 2019, the first episode of Stay Woke Radio of 2019. So I hope you guys enjoyed this radio. I hope you guys enjoyed. You hear our personal thing telling us we got 90 seconds. So I hope you guys enjoyed this radio station. I hope you guys enjoyed it this time. Make sure you tune in next time for we will be doing something else. And don't miss next week when we have my co-host. When we have my co-host back in town. So this is Jay. We have my guest here, L.
Hey.
And we got 60 seconds. Ayana.
Good night, friend.
As you guys hear, we will be ending it off with YG. So, as again, I hope you guys enjoyed this radio station. Keep on staying tuned for it because we will stay again next time. And I will see you guys next time. Later.
My bitch driver all white rank. Couldn't hit it if you niggas had iron. Lanes can't call and you lame. You had it and you lost all the shine. I can buy a Bentley, don't talk to me. For a show 150, don't talk to me. You ain't never helped your mans, don't talk to me. You just follow all the trends, don't talk to me. I set the bar, I'm the fucking bar. Look in the sky, I'm a fucking star. I don't fall in love cause I be loving hard. Do everything like my shirt, extra large. I don't care, I cross a ghost. Got two cribs and two states, I be doing the most. I got white folks money that I won't blow. And if you ask why, cause the white folks don't.
Big bank, tight, low bank, bank. Big bank, tight, low bank, bank. Type of money you gon' need to say. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in the bag. Big bank, tight, low bank. Big bank, tight, low bank. Everything.